want to talk to you on this thought this morning. Is your name on the list? And I want to say it, but I want to say it and teach it as if I'm teaching it to us. But really, literally, I'm teaching it for next week. I want to give us something to prepare for this week. And I'm not asking that question for you, though I am. I'm asking that question so you can ask the same question. Is the people that names that you put on your list today, is their name on the list? You're going to make a list, but the question you're going to be asking yourself and you're going to be asking them, hopefully, is your name on the list? Everybody say that with me. Say, is your name on the list? Let's bow our heads today. Father, we love you. We thank you. I pray today that you would teach us, open our ears, but more than that, open our hearts. Enlarge our hearts to receive more than just our two. Enlarge our hearts that we can, Lord, begin to reach out. I pray today that, Lord, you would increase our vision, that we can see, Lord. We praise you in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. 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 You can be seated today. We have spent a lot of Easters together. We've enjoyed, and I've taught 30, 40 Easters, I guess. I'm trying to think how many I've taught here. And I remember this, that Easter is a great time for us because it teaches the resurrection of the Lord and the truth of it and all the beauty of it. But this Easter, I want to give it away. And I want to give the hope that we experience. I want to be able to give it to as many people as we can. And I want to reach out to a hurting world that needs to know hope because a lot of them have no hope. And I want you today to think about this thought called, is your name on the list? You may not be aware of it, but God has a list. And it's the most important list in the entire universe. There's nothing like it. There's nothing above it. It's extremely important to know whether or not your name is on this list. I took Dad down to the VA hospital, and we got down there real early one morning, 6-something down near the Superdome. And I remember we went in, and so I went in first and just was checking Dad in. And she kept saying, I'm sorry, your dad's name is not on the list. I said, well, ma'am, we reconfirmed and da-da-da, and we drove all the way down here. I know his name is not. I'm sorry. She turned page after page. I'm sorry, your name is not on the list. And finally, she said, oh, here's another list. Oh, your name is on this list. We see it. But is your name on the list? There is a list that is more important than anything else. Now, it's important in our lives that our names be on certain lists. There are good lists and there are bad lists. How many of you are on the do not call list? Many of you on the do not call list? How many know that's a good list to be on? How many know it doesn't work, but it's a good list to be on? And do not call list. There's one where, you know, if somebody hurts you, you know, somebody, you're mad at somebody, a lot of times says, they're on my what? They're on my list. And, you know, if he's really in big time trouble, the mob, you're on the what? You're on the hit list. Some of you, when you go to the grocery store, you make a what? Some of you do, some of you don't. That's why you spend too much. You need to make a list. You need to eat before you go. You need to make a list. There's a short list, you know, they have a list of candidates and then somebody will say, you know, they have a short list, you know, whoever's going to be the president nominee will make a short list, you know, they call it for the vice president and on and on. One time I was on the dean, how many is on the dean's list? How many made it to the dean's list? All right. A few of you made it to the dean's list. You on and on. I mean, there's one of the worst lists to be on is a waiting list. How many does not like to be on the waiting list? You know, we fly a lot and sometimes we'll do standby and we're on the waiting list or we're on the waiting list for an upgrade or we're on the waiting. What other kind of list are there? Somebody help me out. Wedding list. A wedding list. You know, a wedding list being invited. What else? A blacklist. That's a blacklist. Brother Samuel's on the blacklist in, let me think what country it's in. One of the country. Oh, Egypt. He's on the blacklist in Egypt. And someone told him, you're off. That's a new government. You can go into Egypt now. He flew in to Cairo and they locked him up immediately. He was not off the blacklist. What's some other lists you can be on? Most wanted list. Find out who said that. Most wanted list. What else can you be on? What other kind of list? Invite list. What else? Craigslist. There's a whole big thing. Craigslist. What else? Somebody else said something? All right. Lots of lists you can be on, but there is nothing as important as the list. Whether you know you're on a, you're, whether you know it or not, you're on a lot of lists. Your name is listed. Social Security Department. Your name is listed at the DMV. Your name is listed. You know, hospitals. Your name is your name is listed a lot of places. You're on a lot of lists, whether you know it or not. And as interesting as is that the Bible talks about another official record where we may or may not have our name on it. You remember the official, you were going to put, you know, what was it called in high school when we were growing up? If you did something real bad, they're going to put it on your permanent record. Remember, your permanent, it's going to go on your permanent record, boy. And I never saw my permanent, but I know somewhere I have this permanent record of all that I did in high school. And because it's a list. But in the Bible, there is a list that you may or may not be on. There is a list of names in heaven. Literally, there is a list of names. And it's God himself oversees whose names are put on that list. And it's the most important list in heaven and earth. If there's ever a list that you want your name to appear on, it's that list in heaven. Look at Luke chapter 10. Jesus talks about it. And let me look at the importance he puts on it. He had sent out 70 disciples and gave them power to do miraculous things. Can you imagine if Jesus appeared this morning, sent us out for the week, and we came back next Sunday, or we came out and we said, you couldn't believe, we were all excited. I laid my hands on a blind person. I went to Earl K. Long Hospital and emptied the whole hospital. Then I left there, went to the lake, emptied it, went to Baton Rouge General. I mean, I had a great week. The other one said, you ought to see what I did. I went downtown and cast out all these devils and da da da. And they come back and they tell Jesus all these amazing things that's taken place. This is what he says. The 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through your name. And he said to them, now this is what he says, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give you unto you power to tread on serpents, scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice this, because your names are on the list. Get this. You put in there whatever tremendous thing you want to put in there. Whatever God has ever done through you, whatever God has ever used you for, whatever you've seen accomplished through your life by the power of God. And the Bible says, Jesus says, that is absolutely great. And he says, but let me tell you something. He said this, notwithstanding, don't rejoice in that, but rejoice in something even greater than that. And that is that your name is on the list. Beyond all of that, rejoice because your name is on the list. He said, notwithstanding, this is Jesus. He said, it is fantastic what has happened, but get this, your name is, can you imagine, there have been movies out about, you know, asteroids coming toward Earth. Can you imagine what would happen? Because in scientific language, we've had a lot of near misses. Now, we hear there are hundreds of thousands of miles, but in scientific language, we've had near misses of asteroids hitting our planet. You know, like we're done. And what happens is they've had movies out. Can you imagine if it were real? And it was told us the scientists have calculated there's an asteroid going to hit the Gulf of Mexico. It will have a tidal wave, a tsunami, you know, of 40 feet tall. Will hit the shores of Louisiana, hit New Orleans, and by the time it reaches Baton Rouge, it'll be 30 feet tall. But good news, we have built a shelter in the bayou. Come on, somebody. But we only have enough bateaux. To take, 5,000 of the Louisiana people. We got enough, and you can't flee, you can't do it. They've blocked the borders, they're not letting anybody out of Louisiana. Come on, somebody. So you have now, but we only have enough for 5,000 people, and we are randomly selecting you, and we're going to put out a list, and we'll let you know if your name is on the list. How many would hope that your name is on the list? Your wives, your husbands, your children. your aunts, your uncles, your loved ones, all. There would be this desire to see our name is on the list. If we knew a calamity was coming, if we knew for sure it's going to happen, but only the people that's on the list get safety. Look what Daniel said in Daniel 12. Exact. At that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which stands for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. But Daniel says this: there's coming a time when there's going to be such a calamity that has never been on the face of the earth. And the only ones that's going to be delivered is if their name is on the list. The only ones that'll come. Listen, he's talking about a day that's nigh, a day that's coming soon. There is calamity. If you don't think the world is on edge, if you don't think there's nuclear weapons about to be distributed around the world, it's only a matter of time. We can only stop it so long. Nuclear weapons will fall in the hands of extremists at some point in the future. You cannot stop it. The experts say it's not if, but when a nuclear device will be loose on the United States of America. It's going to happen. And it's not something that you ought to pull your hair about. But this, no, there is calamity coming. Is your name on the list? Because the Bible says everyone whose name is on the list will be delivered, will be saved, will be. So Daniel said it's going to happen. You need to know that Daniel spoke about it. The verse says this: there is a list. And there is, everyone that is on that list will be saved. It's got a lot to say. Moses talked about it. Look what Moses said. Moses knew about this list. And this is what he said. Moses returned unto the Lord and said, "Oh, the people have sinned a great sin. They made gods of gold. Yet now if you will forgive their sin." And literally, that little hyphenated part means, it's like Moses could not even imagine. He says, if you will forgive their sin, but if not, blot me, I pray thee. Take my name off the list and put their name. And the Lord said to Moses, whoever has sinned against me, his name will I take off the list. Moses knew the importance of the list because he said, oh God, these people have sinned against you. And Lord, if you would, blot their sin out. But if not, don't take their name off the list. Let me take their place. Moses was not worthy to take another sinner's place because he himself was a sinner. And God said, whoever has sinned, his name I'll remove from the list. The delete key will be the mouse will be over their name, and the delete key will hit, and their name will be deleted from the list. Paul knew about the name. This is what Paul says. Paul wrote, even the apostle Paul, he says, I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women who labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers whose names are on the list. Paul said, there's a list. And he said, their name, my name's on the list, and my co-laborers, their name is on the list. He knew the importance of it because in heaven and earth, there's lots of lists to be on. You can be on all kinds of lists, but is your name listed? Is your family listed? Is your coworker, is your neighbor's name on the list? Because a calamity is coming, and unless their name is on the list, they will not be delivered. Not only Paul, but John the apostle knew about the list. Listen to what he said. In fact, he wrote about it a lot. He that overcometh, and he was taken to heaven, you know, on the Isle of Patmos. It's amazing because when he got up there, you know, what is important on earth is not as important in heaven. And what is esteemed on earth is not esteemed in heaven. And some things that we don't think about a lot on earth is going to be thought about a lot in heaven. And when you read the book of Revelation, you'll see this numerous times. One of the things that's zeroed in on is this list. And it's a list with names on that list. And John begins right, he said, he that overcometh shall be clothed in white raiment. And I will not blot out his name on the list, but I will confess his name. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine Jesus confessing your name before the Father? Can you imagine Jesus saying his name, Terry Workman, is on the list? I had a lot of times, I've said a lot of places and found out my name was on the list. But the greatest day will ever come when I stand before God and Jesus says to the Father, his name, Terry Workman, on the list. He said, go to the next one. Look at this. John had a number of them. 13. And all that dwell on the earth shall worship him whose names are, speaking of the beast, whose names are not written on the list, on the book of the Lamb. Look at this one, verse 8. The beast that thou sawest is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, go into perdition. They shall dwell on the earth, shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they beheld the beast that was and is not. On and on and on he speaks about. Look at the next one, Revelation 20. And I saw the dead. Listen, this, we're all going to be there this day. I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And the death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whoever's name was not found written, whosever name was not on the list, if their name was not on the list, they were cast into the lake of fire. How important is it that our names be on the list? It's clear there is a list in heaven. And every person that's ever lived has the opportunity to get their name on this list. I remember back in the 90s, one of the greatest all-time movies came out was by Spielberg called Schindler's List. And it was a list that it was a story of a German businessman who was a womanizer and a drunkard and on and on and on. And he was in the Nazi party. And one time he watched the killing by the SS. He watched the killing of many of the Jews and something happened to his heart. And I'm not utilizing this guy because he did some stuff later on that wasn't good too. But for that part, his heart was absolutely broken. And he had come and he started a factory to where a lot of the Jews were being used to make armor and stuff for the war effort. And they were not being paid. They'd come, they were prisoners, they were made to work in his factory. He was making a lot of profit off of it. And the money would go to the SS and he would bribe them. But something broke his heart and he began to make a list of names of the Jewish. Many of them were Polish Jewish Jews and to make them to save them. And when many of them were taken to Auschwitz and some of them were taken to the gas chambers, what he did was he began to make a list. And he had a Jewish guy with him, working with him. And he literally make a list of names and he would bribe the SS and he would take all the profits he had and he would get as many and he put more names and he would bribe them more and put a few more names and he'd bring them to the factories and he would allow them to do their own Sabbath days and all that they did. But he would save one and then he spent, and he ended up spending his entire fortune on saving Jews from the Holocaust. And even toward the end, in the movie, it wasn't really like actual life, but in the movie, he paid his last bit to bribe. He had some diamonds. He gave the diamonds. And at the end, he was weeping and crying because he had not sold his car or another thing. He said, if I just sold my car, I could have saved one more. And the whole movie was called Schindler's List. And I said, if they're doing that in this life, can you imagine if that same spirit would fall on us, that we're going to make a list and we're going to say, because we know a calamity's coming. We know that even if there's anything in the physical, we know one day there's judgment coming. There's never been on the face of the earth. Jesus said there's coming a time there's been never seen on the face of the earth is coming. There's coming a time when every person we know is going to breathe their last breath and they're going to stand before God and they're either going to make paradise their home or hell forever. Can you imagine what kind of list you're making this week? That little card that you're making is just as real as Schindler's List, because every one of those people, their name is either not or are on the list in heaven. And if their name is not on the list, the day is going to come when God says, depart from me, I never knew you. In the outer darkness where shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And I told you that word gnashing means this. It means that forever and ever. It means, The word gnashing doesn't mean they're, it means they go, ah. It's like they wake up and they realize they've wasted their life and what was said was true and that God is final and is eternity in hell. Can you imagine that? And so Schindler's List was one of the most poignant movies that you ever watch. One of the questions would come this morning is, then if it's so important, how can I get my name on the list? How can you get your coworkers? How can you get your neighbor's name on the list? How can I get my name? How can someone get their name on the list? Listen, I have no power. If I could, I would, but I have no power to write your name there. I have a lot of authority on the earth. I can write checks. I can sign my name on numerous accounts on checks. I have the ability to write my name on letters. When I write a letter, I can write my name on the bottom of that letter because I have the authority to do that. When I go to the bank and I want some money, I have the authority to do that. But you know what? There is no king, there's no scientist, there's no doctor can write your name on that list in heaven. You cannot write your own name. Nobody can write your name. You can study until you've got every degree on planet Earth, and you still will not have the right to write your name or your family's name or your daughter's name or your son's name or your husband's name or your wife's name. You'll not have the authority to write their name in heaven. There is a list that's only overseen by God. Listen, then who can do it for me? Can I do? I can't do it. Evangelists can't. Your pastor cannot. Your doctor, your personal physician. Listen, Revelation 3 and 8 says this. This is one translation. I want you to read this. Whose names were written in the book of life belonging to the Lamb. I'm going to say belonging. Guess who that list belongs to in heaven? It belongs to the Lamb. The only way you can get your name written in that book is if the Lamb writes your name. Notice what it says. The book of life belonging to the Lamb, and it qualifies it, that was slain. You know what that means? That the way into that list has to do with him being slain, which speaks of his cross. And I want you to think about the cross this week in this imagery. I want you to think of the cross as if it were a quill or a pen. And it's a pen that is dipped in the blood of the Lamb is the only way to have your name written on that list. You can't do it by good works. You can't do it by money. You can't give enough. You can't work enough. The only way to get your name written is if that great pen called the cross is dipped in the blood for your life and your name is written on that list. Come on, somebody. It's not by works. It's by the grace. The cross is God's great pen dipped in the blood of his precious son. Belonging to the Lamb. The cross is the way. Then how can a person be sure? Because that's what you need to know this morning. How can a person be sure? Because if I ask you, is your neighbor's name on the list? I think so. Can you imagine what kind of answer that is? Is your son or your daughter's name on the list? Well, I think so. Can you imagine if we knew the asteroid was going to hit, and I ask you that question, is your son's name on the list? Can you imagine the absurdity of me saying, well, I think so. I think his name's on the list. This week, I want you to see it for what it really is. Draw back the hardness of life that's covered us and taken away the urgency of the moment. And put it in your heart that knowing if it's not now, it probably never will be. Let the Lord say, Lord, I want to be used this week. I'm willing to reach out. I'm willing. What we're asking you to do is just invest and invite this week. Go take some time with them. Speak to them. And we will do it. Next Sunday is geared the entire thing. And Luke 10 says it this way. It says, notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. You cannot rejoice if you don't know for sure. If you didn't know for sure, you know, it's one thing. You ever seen those things they do with, you know, when they give these fake, you won $1 million, you know, and then they turn it over to be redeemed at your mama's house. You remember you saw those things? Well, you don't know that you don't know for real. If you didn't know for real, you cannot rejoice. But when you know for real that your name is written, how can you know to be able to rejoice? But John wrote and said, these things we've written unto you that you may know that you've got eternal life. You may know your name's on the list. See, I can tell you, I'm standing here right now. My name is on the list. I'm not doubtful about it. I'm not worried. My name is on the list. Well, how can I know that? These things were written. Let me look at this. Look at Romans. It's exactly what it said. Look at the next scripture. But what saith, the word is nigh thee, even in your mouth, in your heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. Go ahead, next scripture. Go back. If you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. Notice this. You won't maybe be saved. You will be saved. If you believe, if you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart. Everybody say, me and my big mouth. What do you say? Say, me and my big mouth. You need to take that big mouth of yours and confess that Jesus is Lord. And then believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. You shall be saved. Next scripture. For with the heart you believe to righteousness, and with the mouth your confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture said, whoever believeth in him shall not be ashamed. There's no difference between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is all, is rich unto all that call upon him. For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now look what 1 John chapter 5 said. Listen to this. I want the youth to come on up if you would. Listen to this. It says this. He that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son hath not the life. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray this week that we would be ambassadors of you, that we would be used, and we'd be a co-laborer with you, Lord, and we would see those rescued. We'd make our own Schindler's List, and we would give whatever it would cost, and we would do whatever it would pay, Lord, to see not just earthly salvation, but eternal salvation, that we would see those that we know, Lord, that may not be on the list. We're going to put them on our little card this week, and we're going to, Lord, begin to pray and believe God to be put on God's list. We know that you alone can do it, Lord. We know that your great cross is the pen and your blood is the ink that can put their name on the greatest list of all time. And this morning I pray, oh God, that you would help us. Lord, open our hearts afresh and new. Let us see with your eyes this week. Let us see. And Lord, next week we pray for a great harvest of souls together. We pray as we put our hands to the net that we pull it in together as a church. Lord, we thank you. We're one of many, many churches. But Lord, we will do our part. And with that which you put before us, we ask in Jesus. Could it be any better than that? The Titanic, and within minutes, the Titanic was down underwater. More than 2/3 lost their lives. And what happened was this. In Southampton, where the White Star Lines had their office, they put up, because the so much people were trying to call, there were so much people asking, they started what was called a list, and they put out in front of their place, they put these big lists, and on the top of it, they had these two words. They had saved and lost. Saved and lost. And what people would do is they would come up and they would look at their at the list, and they would see if their family members, many of them would go automatically to the saved list. Maybe. And they would look down that list of names. And then they would go over, and then if it wasn't there, they'd go over on that other list called lost. And many of them, 2/3 of them, found their loved one's name listed on the lost. Can I tell you this morning, one day there's going to be that same type of list. Because the Bible says we're all stand before God, and God's going to have a list there. Your name will either be on the saved list, or your name will be on the lost list. And I know this morning, almost all of us, our name's on the saved list. But what about our neighbor's name? I know this. I said this when we get to heaven. The Bible says he's going to wipe away all tears. And we think, well, maybe some people will be crying. Some people will. I think we're going to all shed some tears. The good thing is this. He will wipe it away. And there will be a time when it's forgotten. And heaven will be heaven. But there will be a time, I'm going to guarantee you, that we look. And we do not see somebody that we would want with all our hearts to be there. And we would think, man, like Schindler did. If I'd have just gave that one more thing, I could have saved one more. And I want you to do it this week because it will be real one day. And we'll look on there, we'll stand there, and we'll be, it's like that time will arrive, and we'll think, well, why didn't, Lord, and we'll look at it. And the key is this, can you imagine getting there and you're starting to read that save list, and there you see somebody that you know you were the instrument God used to get their name on that list. Your heaven will be two heavens. Your joy will be two joys. Your glory, you cannot imagine. And all the things that you want to do. A lot of people want to know, tell me some things about the end time. Tell me some, what about when this, you think it's about that? Notwithstanding all that stuff, it's very important, but it pales in comparison to the list. If you want to know about end times, know about the list. Know about their names. And when it comes as never been on the earth, everyone's name that was on the list will be delivered one day. And I want you this week, I want you to see yourself the instrument God's going to use to get somebody's name on that list that takes it from the lost list and puts it over here on the saved list. Bow your heads one more time. I'm going to dismiss you. Father, if there's anybody here this morning that they don't know if their name is on the list, Lord, their name can be put on the list this morning by your great power of love that you gave your son. And if you're here this morning and you've never, if you say, I don't know if my name's on the list, odds are your name's not on the list. Because when you know that you're saved, you know it. You know there's been a change. And this morning I'm going to ask you a question. If you don't know for sure, then probably means your name's not on the list. Your name's on the lost. And how can you move it? We can't. Nobody on. I can't do it. If I could, I would do it. I would. But listen, the only way it happens is this. As you come to the place in the end of yourself and you say, I'm ready to surrender my entire life. I'm going to, by faith, believe in what Jesus did for me on the cross. And then I'm going to give my life over to him. And when that happens, there's a change occurs in your life. And you say, Lord, I ask you, Lord, save me. Would you, if you're here this morning, you've never asked the Lord to save you. Would you just do that? Say, Lord, save me. I'm sick. I'm tired of the way I'm living. Save me, Lord. I call upon your name. What does that mean? Just know it means this. You realize the power of the sacrifice of what he did for you on the cross. And that he took your place, every stripe on his back, every crown on his head, every nail print, every nail that was driven into his body was done because of our sin. And he took all of the punishment. And now the Bible says his righteousness becomes ours. And our unrighteousness became his. And this morning there'd be a great exchange. And the greatest exchange of all will happen when your name is taken from the lost list and put over on the saved list. And next Sunday, I guarantee you, you're going to see names taken from the lost list and put over on the saved list. And so right now, this morning, if you would, with your mouth, say, Lord, I say that you're Lord. I confess that you're the ruler of my life. I turn it over to you. And I believe in my heart that you are living. You raised from the dead and the power of your resurrection can change my life. Lord, I ask you now, forgive me, cleanse me, and I turn my life over to you now in Jesus' name. If you did that just now, the Bible says your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Can you give the Lord a good clap offering? Would you? Come on. The Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and the Lord give you peace. But this week I pray that the Lord would make you an instrument in his hands to see many brought into the kingdom, and that you might shine like stars forever, and that great will be your reward. We bless it in Jesus' name. Everybody said a good amen. Give the Lord a good clap offering. God bless you. You're dismissed. We'll see you next Sunday for a great Easter service.